I have arrived at the peak process of transformation in my life. But here's the big news. So have you. Transformation in itself can be a dramatic change in your form or your appearance, and it extends itself into all different areas of your life. Brian McGill once said, real transformation requires real honesty. If you want to move forward and get real with yourself, then true transformation has to take place. It begins in a three-step process. So first thing, you have to have a desire to change. Secondly, you have to be determined to see the change through. And lastly, you have to discipline yourself to stick with the change once it takes place. I think Arthur Burt said it best. Nothing happens until the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. What would you say if I told you that everything you have had to endure in your life up until this point was preparing you for the great transformation? You see, transformation requires a marrying of separate subjects, one being knowledge and understanding, which when they come together produce wisdom. When you then take that wisdom and apply it, it produces transformation. And here's my favorite part. When you acquire your belief or your faith system and you unify that with your action, it then produces the promise that God has for your life. And maybe, just maybe this journey isn't about becoming or evolving into anything at all as much as it is about unbecoming. Unbecoming everything that is not authentic to your true self. You see, many of us have been told who we are by those who despised us. And now we've defined who we are based upon their perception of us. So now here's the most critical part. We must unbecome who they said we are. We must unlearn those principles that we've taken to heart. We must liberate ourselves from these lies or untruths, I like to call them. Yeah, untruths. Those untruths are spoken to defeat our purpose in life. This is a true power of transformation. When you are open to true transformation, your life becomes limitless, without bondage or boundaries. You begin to see the world differently through the lens of positivity and inspired change. But remember, if you change nothing, then nothing changes. But if you are ready to experience the great transformation, then this shift begins and ends with you. I hope you enjoyed listening on today. If you truly enjoyed listening, you can continue to listen to my podcast that's being aired on anchor.fm at Authentically Arletta. You can also visit my website at AuthenticallyArletta.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.